Hey, you're going to get a bonus. I'm also going to talk on tillage in addition to planting date. So,
2 for 1.
Yeah. I'd like to acknowledge some other technicians and other collaborators that have helped on this project. Really, the main objective in our area, and I'm located in western Kansas, is to have successful winter survival. Historically, we maybe would have a successful crop one out of every 3 or 4 years, and so the crop is really not, hasn't been able to establish. There's a lot of increased interest in Oklahoma, though, and so there was a need to kind of look to see if we couldn't expand this production into our area. We also wanted to have good stand establishment. In our area, we're awfully hot and dry in the fall, so, but we also have a lot of irrigation available, so we have that ability to help get a stand established. Wanted to look at having good plant vigor, good yield, and so we wanted to identify when is the best date to plant and what is the best tillage practice to use. And you know, we can either have a great looking stand or a pretty mediocre looking stand come the following year. So we had 5 different planting dates every 2 weeks, beginning the August 15th, running through October 15th. And for our area, the 1st of October is when we would recommend you plant winter wheat. And for planting winter canola, it was recommended to plant it about the same time as winter wheat, maybe slightly a little earlier. We use the variety Kiowa, planted at 6 kilograms per hectare with 60 kilograms of 1152-0 starter fertilizer. And if you saw Frank Young's drill earlier, we have a more modern version of his drill. This is there's a fluted coulter with a fertilizer disc and then a double disc seed opener. So, and each one of these on separate parallel linkages, so we can do as little or as more tillage in row as we would like. This was done following a soybean cover crop grown earlier that year is when we planted this, and then we used sprinkler irrigation after each planting date to help us get the stand established. So this just shows kind of what the residue level looked like. You know, we either had a pretty high residue level that we planted into in the no-till type situation or very little residue in our tillage treatments. The next several slides will be very similar in their layout. This is showing the fall stand establishment in thousands and plants per hectare. And then we have the 5 different planting dates across the bottom here from the 15th of August through the 15th of October for both no-till and the tillage treatment for the 3 years, 2008, 2009, and 2010. And the significance or the statistic shown here is for the planting date, because for we didn't see any tillage effect for fall stand establishment. So what we saw is as we delayed our seeding date, we had more plants because when we planted it earlier, those plants were larger, had more interspecific competition, and so there was fewer plants going into the winter when it was planted early. Looking at the fall vigor, just how vigorous those plants were, that's done on a visual scale between 1 and 10. Those plants that were planted earlier, they were larger and more vigorous going into the winter, whereas seeded very late, those seedlings were very small going into the winter. Looking at fall crown height, it's been speculated that maybe fall crown height can influence winter survival, so we measured fall crown height, and we didn't have any measurable increase or height in the fall crown height when it was planted after the 1st of September, and there was a sizable difference that planted earlier. Those plants were larger and had a taller crown height. I'll show in a minute, though, unlike what was maybe mentioned earlier today, we didn't find crown height to have any effect on winter survival. You can have an elevated crown height in one of two ways. That plant can either be planted early in this situation, where it's a larger plant and have a more elevated crown, or possibly that plant is, the seed is seeded very shallow into the residue layer, and so, and you can have an elevated crown from that. So there may be different conditions. There can be some different conditions that we can have an elevated crown. But at least in our case, where this was seeded about a half inch deep, we did not find crown height to have any effect on winter survival. And this is showing winter survival here as a percentage. But this was really interesting. And all along here, tillage has not had an impact, whether we did conventional till or no till. But this is really interesting for planting date. As you can see, if we've been recommending historically to plant it about the same time as we plant winter wheat, and if you do that, we only had a successful stand 1 out of the 3 years, and if you plant it after that, you were destined for a failure. And really, the best optimum date for winter survival was planting between that 15th of August and that 1st of September seeding dates. 2009 was a year where we had a lot more winter injury, but it was not the coldest year, nor was it the year that we had the earliest freeze. In 2009, in the springtime, the crop looked great. Our spring temperatures, we started to warm up, and we had a cold front come in, and that's what we had a spring freeze, and that's what caused a lot of this winter injury. But as you can see, the first two planting dates, we still had, especially the first one, we still had over 50% winter survival when we had that spring freeze. And this is just kind of showing what some of these treatments look like, and going into the fall, the different seeding dates for the larger being seeded earlier, and the results would be something, you know, this would have been a later seeded plot, and this would have been some earlier seeded plots. So doesn't take too much statistics, I can figure that out. It's either there or not there. So we look at, this is the spring stand. So this is a combination of getting, you know, a good fall stand and good winter survival. We saw that the best results was planting between that September 1st and September 15th. Recall the winter survival was a little better planted earlier, but we're getting more plants the later we plant. So we're getting the best stand between spring stand between the 1st and 15th. But in that 2009 year where we had that really really harsh spring freeze, then the 15th did not do as well as if it was planted a little bit earlier. And this is spring vigor. This was kind of interesting. We measured spring vigor, and the earlier seeded plants, we were more vigorous after a couple weeks of growth. But visually, it appeared that the earliest seeding date was a little bit slower to start growing initially than the later seeding dates. And I think that possibly that helped that earliest spring seeding date avoid some of that spring freeze damage. So that maybe when it was planted earlier, it's just a little bit slower to start growing in the spring, and that might have helped it avoid that spring freeze that we saw. This is looking at yield. In 2009, our border was seeded all on September 15th, and it all winter killed, so we had no border in 2009. So I didn't harvest 2009, but as I showed you four with the spring stand, only the first couple of seeding dates would we've had anything there worth harvesting. This is, and in 2008 we also had some hail damage, so our yields are a little bit lower in 2008 than 2010. And our highest seed yield was that September 1st seeding date, and based on 2009, it would have been, again, that September 1st or the August 15th seeding date. This is the only time we saw any effective tillage. Here, conventional till average over the years was significant, and there was no tillage by year interaction. And tillage yielded about 130 kilograms per hectare more than no-till. So in summary, like I said, tillage, we only found it to affect yield. This is kind of different than what some other studies have found, where tillage has improved winter survival. In this study, our no-till was a very high residue situation where we had the corn residue plus the soybean residue. So we had a lot of residue. But in our no-till system, we use that drill I showed you where we're using that coulter and a fertilizer disc ahead of the seed opener. So we're doing a fair amount of in-row disturbance. And some on-farm demonstration in Oklahoma has compared low disturbance no-till to the higher ConservaPack type opener that John Deere recently put on their drill. And there, with that higher disturbance, they've had pretty good success with no-till. So I think that in our situation, where we're using higher in-row disturbance, our no-till fared pretty well. We definitely saw that we need to plant it earlier than what we'd previously recommended. We need to be planting the crop between about August 15th and September 1st for the successful survival. So that's about 9 to 10 weeks prior to a killing frost, or about a month earlier than when we would recommend planting winter wheat. And I'm not recommending growers to use low disturbance no-till. Either do a minimum type till situation or have a very aggressive type opener for no-till. I'd like to acknowledge funding from USDA, U.S. Canola Association, and the Kansas Agricultural Experiment Station. Be happy to take some questions if there's any questions. Yes, Perry.
John, I want to be sure I understood your comments about crown height correctly. Were you saying there was no variation in crown height, or if you were saying there was no relationship between crown height and winter survival, how much variance did you have in the crown height?
We only had, I guess that's in centimeters. So the first seeding date, we had about an inch and a half centimeter elevated crown. And after that, after the second planting date, we had no elevated crown. It was right on the soil surface. So, but our best winter survival was at the earliest seeding date. So
that's compounded very strongly with plant size, right? Because those earlier plants were a lot larger.
Right, they're larger, so they had a more elevated crown. So, right, if you compared different varieties, then maybe a different variety other than Kiowa may be, you know, maybe more susceptible. But Kiowa, at least, does not appear to with its elevated crown didn't affect winter survival. Any other questions?
Time for one more.
What nitrogen rate?
Nitrogen rate was. It was same as the recommendation for winter wheat. So I believe it was around 150 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare applied in the fall. Some other work from Kansas has shown applying nitrogen in the fall, we've had better winter survival. This was sprinkler irrigated based on demand, and one of the years was very little supplemental irrigation, but we did use irrigation to get the stand established in two of the 3 years. The 1 year we had a very wet fall and didn't use any irrigation.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.